Haydn and Mahler. Now's your chance. Did you know that Beethoven often dipped his head in cold water before composing? Or that Mozart wrote half his symphonies between the ages of 8 and 19? This Sunday, ABC Classic FM's Guy Noble and the Queensland Symphony Orchestra will hold an event that will put your classical music knowledge to the test. It's an interactive gig at QPAC. And each day this week, I've got a double pass to give away to Guy Noble's excellent musical quiz. All you need to do is tell me the name and composer of this piece of music. I've chosen an easier one today, although people got it right yesterday. It was Gustav Holst's The Planets. But today, this is the piece of music. You can go into the draw to win a double pass, Guy Noble's gig on Sunday. All you have to do is tell me the name and the composer of this piece of music. 1300 222 612 is the phone number. If you think you've got it, you can give me a call. 1300 222 612, the name and composer of this piece of music, and you go into the draw. We'll draw it later on this morning. The double pass to Guy Noble's excellent musical quiz on Sunday. Part of ABC Classic FM. Dramatic either way. It comes from that CD that we gave away last week, Dad's Love Classics, Volume 2, a 4-CD set. I'm not going to tell you who the composer is or the name of the song. That's your job. And if you manage to pick it, you'll be going to the draw for Guy Noble's concert with the QSO at QPAC on Sunday. It's a bit of an interactive gig Guy's got going on. They're going to ask questions about composers. They're going to play a piece of music. They'll get people to tell them, you know, who did the music, what it means, all that sort of stuff. Should be great fun. That's coming up this weekend. So if you know, 1300 222 612 is the phone number, and you'll go into the draw.
On ABC Radio Brisbane, Steve Austin.
22 to 10. My Hidden Persuaders are in studio and broadcasting live on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ABC Brisbane. Welcome back to the grumpy old man of television journalism, Alex Smith, former journalist and founder of Alex Smith TV.
Thanks, Steve.
It's lovely to see you. Samantha Pierce, account director at Liquid Interactive. Sam, love to see you back in the studio.
Nice to see you, Steve.
And Dr. John Harrison from the University of Queensland. John, welcome back to you as well.
Thank you, Steve.
Alex, CBS, $36 billion American network, have rescued Channel 10. How do you see it?
Look, I think it is a rescue for particularly news jobs. Not so sure about production more broadly, but I don't see them cutting that back. But I think it is a rescue for news, and with a little bit of luck and hopefully some foresight from CBS, some extra jobs with a bit of investment hopefully going back into news that's been stripped out of it over the last couple of years. But
Number one commercial network in the United States, is that right?
Well, routinely, yes. I'm not sure about right now, but okay. Certainly CBS is on top of the news game most of the time. NBC has pipped them on occasions, but certainly, generally known as the premier news network of the United States. And if their investment in news in the United States flows through to here, then it's going to be good news for jobs and a much better prospect than what they had before.
What was the other prospect they were facing?
Well, the prospect before, from a news point of view, was that they were going to be a branch office of Sky and that they would largely run Sky content. And that would have resulted in more jobs being lost, possibly a national bulletin. All those things aren't necessarily, or at least the nationalism isn't necessarily off the table with CBS, but it's certainly a brighter outlook than it was.
Lachlan Murdoch and Bruce Gordon, where does it leave them as far as you're concerned?
Well, I think it would leave them a little bit red-faced. They've been outfoxed.
Well, despite all their pressure on the federal government.
It would seem that way.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they pulled the plug too soon because they were guarantors of a loan that was keeping 10 afloat, and they thought the media legislation, media reform, in inverted commas, legislation was going to go through, so they pulled the plug because they thought they'd pick up 10 quite cheaply, and that didn't work. And, you know, Lachlan Murdoch is not a stellar performer when it comes to some of these business operations.
Is anyone a stellar performer these days? It's a pretty rough game.
It is a rough game. I mean, CBS has got a fabulous history. I mean, so Ed Murrow in that wonderful film, Good Night and Good Luck, in the 50s.
One of my favourite movies.
You know,
in black and white.
Pushes back against McCarthyism in the 50s. Murrow himself was one of the reporters who set up the CBS radio network in Europe in the 50s, in the 30s, which reported on the rise of fascism in Europe. So they've got a really solid history. And the fact that they're American doesn't matter. 10 was owned by CanWest.
Once upon a time, we would have screamed loudly, though.
This is what Alex was saying.
The Yanks are coming. We would have lamented.
We would have been running down the street with our arms in the air 20 years ago.